MP Ali Cooper, independent for Mildura. Very good morning to you, Ali. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Matt. I'm good.
Great to catch up with you, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. What can you tell us about this GP shortage in small towns at the moment?
Yeah, look, it's always an issue. So you know, towns like, you know, Bonangatang, Sea Lake, you know, those little tiny towns, but also towns big, you know, as big as Robinvale. So, you know, we know Robinvale's got probably its real population is that around 8,000, and it's a problem there as well. So look, there's stuff that the federal government can do about this, and that's not really something that is my remit, but there is also stuff that the state government can do. So that's what we're trying to work on, this great program that's been working really well in Oyen in a pilot, which was for paramedics to be given like prescribing rights, you know, so that they can prescribe medication and things like that, so that we can, I guess, you know, make better use of our paramedics, who are incredibly skilled, to fill some of that gap until, you know, small towns are lucky enough to get a doctor who wants to move there permanently.
All right. Now, the last week of Parliament this week too, you must be excited about that.
Yeah, I am excited about that. You know, it's been pretty intense, as you know, most people could probably imagine, and it's going to be good. It'll be good. We're hoping to, you know, hopefully everyone gets through this week safely, because, you know, there has been some fairly disturbing you know, threats and you know, behaviour and whatever else. You know, people just need to keep in mind that, look, you know, we are in a democracy. Well, whatever happens, whatever your thoughts are on the pandemic bill, there's going to be an election at the end of next year.
All right, now fears are obviously mounting over the new identified coronavirus variant Omicron, and governments around the world are scrambling to protect their citizens from a potential outbreak. The new mutation, which is potentially more transmissible, was first discovered in South Africa and has since been detected here in Australia, also United Kingdom, Germany, Israel, Italy, the Czech Republic and Hong Kong. In fact, two Omicron cases have been detected in Australia after travellers from Southern Africa arrived in Sydney over the weekend. Obviously, they're in isolation.
Yeah, look, that's right. So you know, it's a virus, and viruses mutate, and this is, you know, this is why it's good to have as low an amount of virus circulating in the community, so you don't give the virus that opportunity, which is why we're very lucky. We've got 90% vaccination here in Australia, but of course, you know, we're a globe, and we're a globalised world. So you know, there are planes and people travel, and so, you know, you're not necessarily fine. The good news, we think, you know, we don't have a lot of data yet, is this one is mild or more mild. So we're hoping that's one thing in our favour, and the other thing, hopefully, is that the vaccine still works for this variant. So let's cross our fingers. You know, we're certainly not where we were at the beginning of 2020. That's what the experts are saying, so that's a good thing. And let's just, you know, all keep getting vaccinated, do all the right things, and hopefully we'll dodge a bullet.
You better believe it. Great to catch up with you, Ali. Thank you so much for the update, as always. We'll catch up again next Monday.
Thanks, Matt.